David, it's a hard-fought away point at a tough ground to come to.
Yeah, it's tough, but we were frustrated because our first half performance didn't match our expectations, and we asked the players to respond. In fairness, they asked each other to respond, and they did respond very well. And on another day, we won the game, so it's another frustrating one for us. But you know, point on the road's always good. But I thought we had the chances to win the game.
You were down, as you said, at half time, but you certainly weren't out of the game. What did you say to the players at half time to get a reaction out of them?
I just thought that we didn't go about our work the way we should have been. You know, and that left us frustrated. Although we had two great chances underneath the crossbar from headers, and that could have actually put us in front, where they had only that one chance to score. So it was, as I say, it was a frustrating one. Half time, we didn't say too much. The players know what's expected, and they know they didn't hit what we were after. So, you know, it was a collective thing that we knew what was wrong. They went out and they had to put it right, and thankfully, right from the off, they did. I think it was 40 seconds or something, someone said. But then at that stage of one each, you're looking at it and saying, can we win? We put another forward on to try and go and win the game. Although Glentoran had probably more possession than us, I just always thought we looked more dangerous, and I thought we had the far better chances. And I'm just frustrated one of them didn't go in.
You're three games into the season. You made a lot of signings, 16 new signings in the summer. How do you think the squad's coming together?
Well, we've done okay so far. The first thing that we asked for them is that we come together as a group, and we've done that. We've came behind twice now in a week, and you know, it shows that we're all in this together. The players have stuck it together and come back Tuesday for a point, and come back today for a point. So that's the only thing we've really asked of them so far, because you know, we're trying to build, and that'll take a little bit of time with 16 new players. But you know, the togetherness is there, and that'll give us a solid platform to build on, and hopefully the other things come.
And what are the expectations, or what are you looking to achieve in this season, 2017-18?
Listen, all the experts seem to know where Carrick will finish. Everybody else has an opinion on that, so we'll see if ours. We let everybody else do the talking and tell us where we're going to finish. And then come the end of the season, we'll see if all the experts are right.